Welcome to Platinum Property Training's podcast, where we will be talking about business, money, and let's not forget the economy, real estate, and bringing in real inspirations. These are people that are doing some great things in our world. Like, share, add this to your playlist, and subscribe to keep track of our updates. Okay, you beautiful people, sit back, relax, let's listen, and let's get down to business. All right, you're very, very welcome back to this week's Platinum Talks, our Platinum Podcast, as we call it, our business talk and mindset talk, and most of all, money. So tonight, we are very, very welcomed into our studio. We've got Cashflow Club Ireland, which a lot of people know, Carl Davison, and also Carl is very, very welcome to Platinum Property Training number one, but he's held a few events here, which is more important. We absolutely love what you do because you're teaching people financial education, which is really, really important. And it should be on the agenda for everyone at the age of 18 to 70, 80. It's never going to end because financial education is always, always changing. So, Carl, you're very, very welcome to Platinum Property Studios.
Yeah, cheers, Paul. Thanks for having me on. I really appreciate this opportunity. Wow. And yeah, life is all about opportunity, isn't it? So yeah, appreciate that. Thank you so much. You've got a great setup here. I'm delighted to be on the podcast. Wow, I remember our first event, and you know, it was just incredible. You know, the people that basically came in here not knowing what they knew after the event, and then especially because then after the event, you did your own little section of, you know, how to do a deal and stuff like that, and that really helped the attendees as well. So yeah, it was delighted, and I can't wait for the next one.
Yeah, that was upstairs. As I said to you, you're very, very more than welcome to run another one here.
Yeah,
it's something that aligns very, very good with our business too, because
absolutely,
people are coming in for property training, and you know, at the front end of that, you're teaching them how to get stuff to cash flow, which saves me trying to do it. You know, I'm trying to show them the matrix of it, but you show it to them on paper, and the game itself that you use, obviously, it's
Robert Kiyosaki.
Let me just.
Cashflow.
What was the name of the bargain?
Cashflow.
And even myself, I had my little lad with me that day. The room upstairs was full.
It was
a great, great vibe that day as well. And you could see the frustration from a few people. I'd popped a few investors in there. They were like, this is driving me mad. And I was like, well, you have to get it to cashflow.
That's the thing, like, you know, and people don't understand that. They don't understand how simple it is, not easy, how simple it is to cashflow. But also, you know, you have to look at the numbers, you know. It's so funny when, you know, I play with, you know, experienced investors or amateur investors. They seem to get bogged down on the actual details of the house.
Yeah.
I don't care about the house. I just care about the numbers. And if the numbers check out, I'm buying it up and I'm doing the deal, you know? And that's the reality of it. I don't care if it's in a swanky neighborhood or, you know, the tenant foreclosed or whatever, you know, or the bank foreclosed. If the numbers check out and the cash flow is positive, I'm doing it. I'm doing the deal.
Funny how you say that, because last night was our first night at the university. Nice. So another new group in, you know, and we were chatting about different things. And I said, look, at the end of last night, because we do a lot of content in one night.
Yeah.
And it takes the head clean off.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I was like, look, team, remember this one thing. We start talking about numbers. If I lose you, you need to shout and scream.
Yeah.
Because you'll fall behind really quickly.
Yeah.
Again, the whole program is literally about numbers.
Yeah.
And how you get them to cash flow, absolutely, how you get it to work. So this aligns, as I said to you many years ago, really, really good with my company.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's great. It's great hosting events here as well, because people are coming and they see the tangible as well. Like, you know, they play the game, they learn, they network with other property investors, they network with other aspiring property investors. Like, it doesn't have to just be people with 2, 3, 4, 10 houses. Like, it can be people that have money and that are just ready, and then boom. Paul's there, Platinum Property is there, you know, so it's nice. It's a nice lead in, and it's great, you know, because people are getting into property, you know, and same as myself. Like, I think at the time, did I have a property? I did have a property, yeah. And then actually since then, I'm in the midst of acquiring another property as well, you know, so it's really interesting how things play about, even when you play the game and you take the learnings and you take the education and you apply it in real life. People don't do that. You know, the majority of people out in the world, they have all the knowledge, but they don't take action. You know? And you need to take that action. And sometimes, it's nice and, you know, motivating. And when you come to an event and then you're motivated for an hour or two after the event and you're like, right, I'm going to do that. then Monday morning hits and your boss is telling you to, you know, give me that report or whatnot. And then you just get demotivated and then life just sucks you back in. So you need to take that consistent action as well when it comes
and
to
you need to give your time yourself time to learn and get absolutely and get around with people that are talking numbers or talking different things. And it's not your friends, it's not your pals. It's usually a different breed. It's funny how you say that as well. I was going through the screen last night, I was like, what are you doing here? And I didn't see, so when we log on, I don't know who's coming on. Show up, walk through them doors, expect everything to work, and then start training. That's what I love to do. But this particular guy was back on. I won't give him a shout out, but he was back on, and I was like, he's just paid me a couple of grand before. What is he doing back in? So towards the end of it, I said, what the fuck are you doing back here? And he goes, well, I bought a house with the first time I was here. And I said, but this is your third time. And he goes, I know, I'm on to my third deal now.
Nice.
So I was like, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
But again, he just needs to, what he was saying to me last night was, he slips back out of his business. And then when he slips into house mode, he just jumps back in. And you know, it keeps him, it triggers something in his brain again. Everything kicks back in.
The deals are done then.
But he's doing them, man. He's been a member since. And I didn't realize, you know, that he was going to jump back into the university again. But it just helps you kick back in.
So good.
Give us a little bit about what you actually do. I know you well, but I mean, for other people that don't, give us a little background on what you do.
Yeah, a little bit of background about me. So when I started investing, I first started investing in myself. You know, I'm a big believer in personal development. I just told you there off air that I'm rereading The Secret. I'm big into the law of attraction. I'm big into, you know, the law of vibration. I'm big into that. I'm big into, you know, if you help enough people, you'll get what you want. You know, and I think it's I live by a Chinese proverb where basically if someone gives you of something of certain value of or you benefit from it, you have a moral obligation to share with others. You know, and that can be anything. That can be an opportunity. You know, people are, you know, pitching me deals, whether it's marketing companies or whether it's property deals, whether it's cryptocurrency or whatever. You know, like if you benefit from it, share with others. Like, why not? Like, and then you'll eventually get paid for it.
I mean, no disrespect to across the pond, but like they've ruined a lot of stuff like this with training companies and cultures and networks.
Yeah.
People naturally think it's a scam.
Yeah.
It's a fucking scam. Is it really? Someone sitting there with a couple of million worth of units and you're looking at them in the eye and they're like, is it a scam? And then they come in and they get into a network or they get into one of your groups and go, actually, you know, I'm talking myself out here, learning something for a small bit of change. That's what really all it is.
It's so funny, like scam, somebody confused about money. Most people that don't understand money, that don't understand wealth generation, wealth preservation and wealth accumulation, they will shout scam.
Yeah.
You know, because they don't understand. They're afraid to part with their money. They're afraid to actually lose money. I've lost thousands in deals.
Yeah.
I lost thousands in one business deal that we did. Lost thousands.
Yeah.
I've lost hundreds as well, you know, and I've lost thousands. So, you know, like when you realize that that's just a part of the game, you know, you have to, like, if you're coming into a deal and you don't want to lose money, then you need to rethink about the deal, because not the chances are that you will lose money, but there's a chance that you could lose money, you know, but you want to be going in saying, no, I'm going to make profit or I'm going to make cash flow from the deal. But like, just because you lose money, that doesn't mean it's a scam. It just means that you didn't get what you thought you were going to get out of it. You just need to educate yourself more. And once you educate yourself more, then you'll realize, okay, I don't need to do that. That wasn't in alignment with me. I'm big into investing that's in alignment with yourself.
Yeah.
You know, and when you realize, okay, that could have been the reason why I actually lost the deal, because it actually wasn't in alignment with me, you know, at that time. And maybe you can change. We're not trees. We can move. We can fluctuate. We can change. So like, you know, when you change, then the things around you change. That's a Wayne Dyer quote. Like, you know, when you change, the things around you change. And then if that means getting better networks, if that means getting better education, i.e. platinum property courses, you know, that's so important. Like, because then once you know better, you do better, you know, and then you have better.
Yeah absolutely. Like, I mean, so again, then, like, for someone out there, like, and there's a lot of people that's gone listening to this, because there's a lot of following now starting to listen to this. And I'm sorry I never done it a few years ago. I just hadn't got the money to set up all these things. It was only the training company started to go and we could breathe all the money that was being made of it back into this equipment. And thanks a million for saying you're enjoying it.
Yeah.
But again, I think it's so important because there's a lot of people out there that haven't invested yet. And I mean, you brought in a couple of things there tonight as well. But I mean, just making that one shift from your earned income into maybe a small bit of passive income.
Something.
Is a game changer.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, you know, like even just taking a couple of hundred, like something that's not going to bankrupt you. You know, if you, there's times, you know, people, I've seen people that have no investing experience and just would take out, I remember someone told me that they took out a loan to invest into this cryptocurrency platform. And I was like, oh my God, like, you know, and it ended up being not, would you say scam? I'm not going to say scam, but she ended up losing her money. And I just thought, okay, at least now you know better. You know, I'm not saying to not invest in that, but I'm just saying at least now you know who to trust, who not to trust. You know, you have to, in business, in entrepreneurship, in investing, you know, you're going to lose.
Yeah.
But you're also going to win. So you have to focus on the wins more so than the losing. You know, but it's all part of the game. You know, it's all part of the game. And I think, you know, I love being around athletes. I love being around particularly MMA as well. Like I've sponsored some MMA events in the past. I was actually at last weekend, Bellator. And
I see a lot about that now. And I see, I can't even think of the name of it now. It was like a 6-month program or was it a 3-month program? Nate Kelly was.
Nate Kelly
was running around. I was like, Jesus Christ, this lad, he's
fucking. Oh, he's unbelievable. He won his fight as well. Yeah, like, he's, you know,
so he was training us.
Yeah.
I was just a fat little lad running around going, you know, next thing, something got by your head. And I was like, oh, Jesus Christ, that's a bit dodgy shit. But he's a fucking weapon.
Yeah, yeah. And he won his fight there as well. And do you know what's really interesting? It's like when you're around, not just athletes, but when you're around people that want to perform better, you'll do better. You pick up their habits. Yeah. You pick up their traits. You pick up what they want out of life. And then your journeys are different, but the destination is the same. Like, you know, people that get into investing, they want to be financially free. They want to own their time. They want passive income pigs is what I call them, passive income generators, where basically they don't have to go to a job and be miserable in a job at a dead end job. They can like literally put their money into something that moves their money as well, you know? So, but that's what we teach at Cashflow Club. That's what I teach my clients as well, is the education side is so, so important because, you know, in this day and age, you know, again, just coming back to when you say the word scam, it's like there's so many people out there that are, you know, not in alignment with themselves.
Yeah.
And I see it all the time. You know, I see it and I'm like, just take a bit of time to invest in yourself, a little bit of personal development. Understand you. Understand what makes you get like up in the morning. And then when you understand that, you'll start gravitating towards the investment vehicles that are pulled in your favor as well, because that's just how the universe operates.
Yeah.
You know, it's amazing. Like I'm a property investor. I have a property over in Portugal, and we have a basement underneath the property, and we're Airbnb in that. And like, you know, that's cash flow. Like, you know, it's going to be great because we're going to promote it. We're going to like cash flow it. And then from that, we'll buy another property. We'll buy another one. We'll buy another one. And it just trickles that way. Because that's property is in alignment with us, you know? I'm a big gold and silver person as well. That was one of my first monetary investments, was a chunk load of silver. Now I'm talking like a chunk load. Like
you might see a lorry load there somewhere.
In Merion vaults, I'm not talking about, you know, a couple of ounces or just a couple of kilos. I'm talking a lot, like, you know, because I had money and I didn't want to just keep it in the bank. You know, someone would say to me, oh, why didn't you put it into property? It's like, well, I didn't know. I didn't know about property.
Yeah.
And it was only because at the time we were actually doing a Rich Dad, Poor Dad course as well. And we were learning about property as well. And, you know, I learned about, you know, and you probably teach this as well, about if you're looking at deals, you want to look at least 100 deals, whittle it down to 30, whittle it down to 10, and choose your best one. Choose the best cash flowing one. And if there's none there, grand, take another 100.
That's the problem. A lot of people, they're like, ah, oh, fuck. I had a look at 15 deals. I'm like, okay. had a look at 15 deal, not one of them worked. The market's too hot. I'm like, okay. Is that you?
Yeah, yeah.
Who gives a fuck?
Don't do it. That's it.
Want to look at 250 to get one? That's the gig.
Yeah, exactly.
And they won't do it.
There's golden nuggets in Ireland, you know, and that's something that actually, you know, maybe you can share with the viewers and the listeners here, like, you know, because I've studied Ireland. I know where some of the hotspots are. Like for example, like I remember seeing yields of upwards of like 13% in the Midlands,
no problem,
you know, and like that's so good. You know, people don't understand that, you know, they don't understand. And you know, what's really interesting is some people will throw their nose up at 8% yields.
Yeah.
They'll throw their nose up at 6%.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
you're sitting on 250 in the bank.
Yeah. And it's crazy. And I'm like, get your money working for you. Like if it's in the bank, you understand inflation. You understand that the government aren't reporting the real inflation.
Yeah.
You know, they're not, they don't, when you're calculating inflation, they don't calculate energy, i.e. Yeah. oil, gas, unleaded fuel, all that sort of stuff. And they don't calculate the price of goods in the CPI index. Because it's too volatile. It's up and down, up and down, right? So when you understand that, when they pump out true inflation, the numbers that they pump out, it's not the real number. They're great at skewing numbers. They did that a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
We won't go down that road. But, you know, so when you understand that, it's like, okay, understand that yield is yield is yield. Profit is profit is profit. Cash flow is cash flow is cash flow. I've got a friend of mine over in Singapore, right? And I met him actually the first time I was in Singapore, and we went to Masters of the Century, Robert Kiyosaki event as well. And that's where I met Robert Kiyosaki as well there. And that was in 2019. So pre the shit show in 2020. And he did a deal and he was getting a 4% yield on his deal. And I was like, wow. Like, and you're going with that? He's like, absolutely. Like, and I was like, that's amazing. Like, you know, because I know investors here that would literally throw their nose up to that. And I'm like, do the deal. Yeah. I learned that from another property investor. Do the deal. You know, like if the numbers check out and if it's positive,
run with it.
Do it.
Yeah, like, you know? See a lot of people will analyze it. I want to take you back. Yeah. I had a really, really like super mindset coach on and podcast is, you'll hear it, I'm sure, after this yourself.
Yeah.
Mark Fennell. Unbelievable, nice. Man. Nice. Really knows his stuff inside out. But again, he talks about this, and I just want to put this point to your point.
Yeah.
So let's just say you just say to yourself in the morning, that 100 quid, you're not going to spend on the usual bullshit. Life isn't going to get in the way. And he calls this the switch.
Nice, nice.
Right. And it's a trigger. Now, I was saying, we were getting into it, talking about what was my switch or what was his switch or what when he works with, like, he was working in a room with 150 CEOs, and I was like, what was their switch?
Yeah.
I wanted to get real close to this dude because he's really, really interesting.
Class.
But again, he talks about this mindset switch. Now, take it back to Cashflow Club Ireland. Yeah. If they could see this thing on paper and they could break a deal down, number one, that switch is going to kick in.
Yeah.
Now, if they actually buy something and then hold it.
Yeah.
Right. And nothing's coming from it.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, that thing doesn't do anything. And then over a period of time, it doubles.
Yeah.
That's enough to be a switch for someone to go, okay, now I might just have a look at this property gig, or I might have, because I know it's a big leap to jump into property.
It can be, for sure.
And some people do. I think that switch, even with small silver coin,
it's
just something out of the norm that you're not spending all your money on food, groceries, and everyone that's going to listen is going to go, yeah, that's all right for you. You have money.
You know, yeah,
you get that,
yeah,
right? Okay, have you not got 50 quid free? Don't have the curry on Saturday night
and the
5 pints, and you can invest 100 quid into something that you will now. And really for me, and even going back, and I'm sure this is the exact same to you.
Yeah.
When I started years ago investing in gold,
I
bought it. I looked at it. I held it. I was like, what's this son of a bitch doing? Like, because obviously I was listening to Rickards, and I was listening to Jim Rickards, and I was listening to Kiyosaki, and they were like, we'll double.
Yeah.
Looking a year later, I was like, fucking son of a bitch does nothing.
Yeah.
Might just buy a watch or might buy.
Yeah.
Then I started to educate myself on it.
Yeah.
Then it makes you start to think.
Yeah.
Because now you're invested, like, you know, could be a grand in that little bar, whatever it was.
Yeah.
And now I'm starting to get really interested in this, where gold came from, where money came from.
The psychology of it. And I'm
looking at these people that are really clever, and they're like, you know, I talked to them, we have 25 grand just sitting in the bank. I was like, do you ever invest in gold? No, I'm not. just shiny shit sits
yeah,
there.
Yeah.
To prove a fact, because you know what I'm like. We're diversifying a little bit. Yeah. Actually, I'll leave it to you, and then I'll get it to you. What do you recommend people to invest in?
You know, this isn't financial advice either, but you know, do what's in alignment with you, but you have to study the asset classes. And you raise some incredible points there, and I have avenues on those points on everything that you said there. But the reason why I'm big into gold and silver, right? One, it's tangible.
Yeah.
Two, the governments are buying it in the tons and tons and tons. Why are they doing it and the ordinary person is not?
Yeah.
Three, buy it fractional amounts if you can. You know, you're dead right. People do have money. They do. Like, they have 10, 20 euro to spare. But the problem is there is that they don't understand money. They don't understand currency, and they don't understand money, and they don't understand money management.
Yeah.
And they don't understand budgeting. The reason why they don't understand budgeting and money management is because they're not taught it. It's generational trauma.
Yeah.
You know, people talk about generational trauma when it comes to, you know, oh, my uncle abused me, blah, 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 all this sort of stuff. And oh, I'm cutting this out. My kids are going to be great. You know, I'm not bringing any of my negative trauma into their lives and, you know, people please and all this sort of stuff. Get your money right. You'll get 90% of everything else right.
Yeah.
You know, 90%, like, because we're all pretty much the same, slightly different journeys. But money management is so key. Me and my wife, Brona, we have a budget every single month. We know exactly how much is coming in. Some months are bigger than others, which is fantastic. But we know exactly what's going out because we track everything. And, you know, I've had people pitch me deals and I've said, you know what, I'm going to go with that deal, but I'm going to wait until my budget is done, because the budget is the Bible. You'll know this, you can't build a house on sand. You have to have a good foundation. It's a quote from the Bible there as well. But you know, your budget is your own personal foundation.
Yeah.
Right? Get that right. And I talk this to my clients, Mimo, money in, money out.
Yeah.
Simple. Keep it simple. You can get an Excel sheet if you want and be fancy. Fine. Me and my wife, Brona, we just write it down, you know, and on a booklet. But money management is key, because and I do you know what? It's funny. One of my clients was a mortgage advisor.
Yeah.
A mortgage advisor. And I asked him, do you have a budget? And he was like, no.
I was like,
what the hell? How do you not have a budget? You're giving people advice on mortgages. Mm. 200, 300, 400,000, 500,000. Like, you need a budget, you know? Yeah. And now we invest in gold and silver as well. So having a budget there is so smart. And, you know, being able to understand where your money goes, then you can start taking back some of your money and taking back control, because some you might have some subscriptions, or, you know, you might realize, actually, you know what? I don't want Netflix. I don't have Netflix.
Yeah.
You know, just me personally, I just don't have Netflix. I don't need it. You know, it's only another bill. Now, there is some good educational stuff on Netflix, but at the same time, I can watch it on YouTube if it's that good, you know? Yeah. So when it comes to little things like that, and I'm not saying, again, this comes back to the Starbucks thing, where if you cut out a Starbucks every day and you'd be a multimillionaire in a couple of years' time, I'm not saying that. It's just learn to control what you can control. If you can control your money in and your money out, then you're more in control. And then therefore you can start using some of your money, not all of it, and start buying into, you know, a fractional amount of a Bitcoin, a fractional amount of Ethereum, a fractional amount of gold and silver, a fractional amount of property.
Yeah.
You know, there's properties out there that you can buy fractional amounts of, you know? So like it's understanding the money management side first. Get that right, and then you start to invest. Because it comes down to, you know, you were talking about the gold coin there and will it double in value and stuff like that. I'm not buying gold and silver for it to go up in value, because my currency is coming down in value. I'm buying it as a store of value that I want to give to my children's children's children.
Yeah.
That's the, you know, this is, my wife Rona grew up pretty much on Lambay Island, right? Yeah. If anyone knows Lambay, any of the Dublin people there, it's very hard to get over to Lambay Island, right? Because the Baring Bankers, which are now bankrupt, but the Barings own it, right?
Right.
They're an aristocratic family over in England, and they own Lambay. And also the Rothschilds, it takes one person to change that generational lineage. And that's where I'm coming back into the generational trauma. It takes that one person to be like, do you know what? I'm changing up this. Like, so I'm buying and investing into me so that I can then pour into my children and their children and their children. And it's not a case of, oh, well, it's easy for you and all. I started out as a regular engineer, you know, I have an engineering degree, you know, and started out a regular engineer, did exactly what society programmed me to do, go to school, get good grades. I was about a CB student. I wasn't an A student. Got a degree, started working in the corporate world for about 5 years. I was living the life. I was making so much money. I was traveling around the world. And in 25 years of age, I was like, I've got lots of fun. I've lots of freedom. I'm going on holidays, different exotic places, but I'm lacking the fulfillment. And that's when I started coming across Rich Dad, Poor Dad. I started coming across personal development. And I was like, wow, you know, and I went on that avenue and that opened up all the generational stuff, that opened up all the, you know, investing,
yeah,
you know, and it's so important for people to start. It's the start that stops most 100%. People, you know,
and that's why I lead it to this one then. So this shit here, as you well know, and this is what really pisses me off about this world. And at the start, I'm trying to figure this stuff out since I'm about 7 or 8 years of age. I don't see crazy stuff, but I know for a fact that is not worth the paper it's written on. Right? And I will prove it. Because if you take one of your silver coins, you brought a couple of silver coins.
I've got some collectible coins here as well. So collectible coins are different to bullion.
Okay.
Collectible coins have a certain amount of mintage. So there's only, this coin, there's only 7,777 of these in the world, period. This one's the same, 7,777. Two different coins, that's a silver eagle and that's just a collectible coin as well. So the rarity of these,
it's 7,777.
Right. You know?
And my opinion on this is silver is so cheap now. If you're not buying it up, you're an absolute idiot. So if you've got this piece of shit in your if you've got this piece of shit in your pocket, you think you have money in the bank, or you have a couple of grand sitting in the bank, you haven't twigged how to start investing, or you're leaving it to maybe your financial advisor to tell you how to do it, or maybe that mortgage dude, you're an absolute idiot. They do a fantastic, wonderful job.
Yeah.
But they're not going to come to your house at nighttime and get you to turn on YouTube and get you to listen to Jim Rickards and trigger something. Or as Mark Found said, that switch in your brain goes off.
Yeah.
I know this is paperless. I know it's shit. And I know it's going to zero, right? Yeah, we know that.
100%.
So your silver coin there, what is a silver 1 ounce coin worth now?
Depends. There's different. You can get bullion, which is just generic silver rounds, silver coins or ounces, like bars, small bars. You can get silver eagles. You can get Britannias. You can get maple leaves as well. So there's a different collection as well. But your average is about 35-40 euro. Yeah, 40 euros.
So for that 200 bucks, 200 euro, you could now turn the switch on.
Yeah, you could get 4 or 5. Yeah, yeah.
You will have it in your hand. You'll have a couple of pieces of silver. And and whether you look at them and go, well, I listened to them two lads in that podcast. What the fuck are they? The switch will kick in.
Yeah,
you will start on the road to invest. You'll like go up with the cash flow. It's happened. So you've got rid of the paper, which most people could afford to lose 200 quid, I hope.
Easily, right? Because you know why? They've got probably an iPhone or a Samsung in their pocket, which is about 800 to 1,000 euro.
Exactly.
If they broke that, would they be able to get another iPhone or a Samsung the next day? Absolutely.
Of course
they'll
they would.
Find a way.
They get it that evening.
Yeah, yeah.
They wouldn't let it go. So that takes me to your silver then.
Yeah.
Your collectible things. If someone wants to trigger this, you can sort them out with. Because a lot of people, again, might know where to get it, might trust who it's coming from.
Yeah, absolutely.
You have a solid reputation. You have a solid.
Thank you.
Contact yourself or Bronwyn and you can organize.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll help you out as well. So we're affiliated with an American company as well. But also I've bought from dealers in Ireland. So I do have my own dealers in Ireland as well. I have my own, I have two private vaults, one in America, one here in Dublin as well. So I'm all about kind of having it in your hand.
Yeah.
You know, I can get all my stuff shipped over from America if I want to. You know, but I like having it over there as well, just a little bit of sovereignty, you know, because if things go belly up in Ireland, I still have some wealth there that I can get from America, you know, and I think that's a very important point as well to make. I've got assets as well. I've got a house in Portugal. I brought some of my stuff over in Portugal, like, so I've got some over there at the moment, which leads me on to my next point though as well, is security.
Yeah.
You know, you want to be careful how much you have in your house. Like I have a couple of coins, you know, a couple of 100 euros worth. You know, and people say, oh, Jesus. See, people deep down subconsciously know that gold and silver is real money. When I put
that, like, just so no, just in case people didn't hear that correctly. If you don't understand that shit is real money,
yeah,
you do not know anything. You do not know the basics of money. That paper is not worth
that's currency.
It is not money.
Yeah, that's right? Just
you
can currency.
Debate about it, fight about it, do all you want about it.
Yeah.
Real money is gold and silver.
Yeah.
And it has been for hundreds of years.
Yeah, yeah.
And anyone wants to argue that point, that's go off enough. And argue with someone else.
Yeah.
But the again, sorry, you were leading to a point there.
But like, you know, when it comes to security as well, like you want to realize that, like, you know, people are afraid to have gold and silver in their houses because they know that it's real money. So it's like, oh no, I don't want to do that because, like, what happens if my house gets robbed and stuff like that? And it's like, well, first of all, there's ways to protect yourself, you know, legally, of course. But also there's ways, you know, you have to realize that, like, I have an iPhone 12 in my pocket. That's 800 quid.
Yeah.
You know, I put a phone here and these, you know, two or three coins worth the same amount, the same price, not value, price. Yeah. You know, the robber, the thief, he's not going to know the coins. He's not going to say, oh, this is actually worth more, like, you know, because
he'll just take the phone
and just that's it, like, you know. Do you know what I mean? So, like, people, you know, they need to get educated, you know. So financial education is so key.
Usually if you're in your group, so you'll tell them where the store, Mary and Voss,
that's fantastic, right, nice, class.
Again, that leads me to someone with a little bit extra money in their pocket.
Yeah.
And I, again, to today, after all the research I've done, and I'm heavily invested in gold.
Yeah.
Right, just two things.
Nice.
Real estate, which you well know, and gold. I don't really tell too many people about gold.
Yeah.
Mine, just in case you go bursting through my doors tonight, is fucking stored well away from my house, right?
Exactly, yeah.
But, and I'll prove a point with you. And I got so into this a few years ago. I was like, Jesus, will I, won't I, won't I, won't I? And I remember listening to Rickards and I was like, well, they're not selling it. They're not promoting it. They're just telling you what they do.
Yeah.
And it was someone I trusted and listened to, and I loved all the real estate stuff. And I thought, I'm just going to flip around on YouTube for the next 10 years listening to it.
Yeah.
I need to go and buy some.
Yeah, yeah.
So I went out and bought some, small bit.
Yeah.
And I brought it in today. Now, I didn't bring the bar in because, but like, you take it. How much is 100 gram bar of gold now?
I don't know. Good point. 100. Well, I know how much a kilo is.
Yeah, well, we're not talking kilos.
I talk kilos.
Yeah, that's the next podcast you're doing. Keep it real.
100 gram. Jeez. An ounce is, so how many ounces are in a...
There's 3.5. Same size bar,
six,
just like double
six
up.
6 grand-ish.
Have you
six,
got
7 grand?
Have you a phone on us now?
Yeah.
Go on to Irish Bullion, just see what that baby is today.
100 gram. Here we go.
See, people won't believe it until they see it. And I still think gold and silver is extremely cheap.
Oh, like...
I think there's still a race going to come here.
Yeah, like they don't... See, that's the thing. They don't understand. Okay, so 50 gram... Oh, yeah. Okay, so 1 ounce. So 50 gram gold bar is 3,600 at the moment. So yeah, it was 7 grand.
Seven two-ish,
yeah.
Read that. No, I've never shown that to anyone.
Here we go. Oh, nice. Happy days. So yeah, you're up a lot. You're up 50%, doubled. Yeah, 100%.
You know, said 7.2, did we?
7.2-ish, yeah. And that's, 2018. That's exactly when I started playing.
2018.
And that's the thing, like, people don't understand. It is discipline, you know?
And I brought a few more to show you as well.
Nice. And it's so important, like, because... When you see that, it's only when you look back and you realize the dots connect. You know, a quote from Steve Jobs is like, you look back, the dots connect, and you realize that you are now having your money work for you.
150 million percent.
Simply one purchase and it's gone. That's what I'm doing now with silver and gold as well. Yeah. Monthly purchases, dollar cost average. I don't care. Like, it's what's really interesting is, you know, some people, when they get into, like, you know, cryptocurrency and gold and silver and property, it's like, oh, the price will go up. I don't care if the price goes up, you know, because again, I'm not buying to sell. I'm buying to hold. This is my investing strategy. Yeah. This won't be for everyone, but it might be for some, you know, is to buy and hold and then change up the generational lineage. Yeah. you know? So that my daughters, I have two daughters now, a 6-week-old and a 22-month-old, so she's nearly two. They can like literally go and do whatever they want. They won't be spoiled.
Yeah.
They'll understand money. I'm already reading them, Rich Dad, Poor Dad, rich kid, smart kid. you know? Like my daughter, Brona, my baby Brona, she knew the difference between she gets excited to see these.
Yeah.
She's like trying to play with them because she not that she understands, it's just that she just sees them and it's like shiny and they're like, oh my God, that's amazing. Because it brings out that feeling of, oh, wow, like, you know, I hold it in my hand. But one time I remember, this is a quick little story that she was doing. So we are teaching our daughter sign language as well, just for the crack, you know, just a few words.
Actually saying something about that.
Just literally, she's not deaf or anything, like she can hit perfectly here, but it's just another way of communicating, you know. And there was one time I had Brona's purse and there was a few coins in it, €2, 50 cents and all. And she understands the word for more. So that's more, right? Yeah. More. She keeps saying that now. Like she's talking a little bit now. Like, and she was taking out the €2, the €1 and all, and she was giving it to me. And I was just had my hands out. And I was like, more. And she kept on doing it until she ran out.
Yeah.
And what she did was then she took out the coins out of my hand and put it back into the purse and then gave me more. And I was like, that is literally what the government is doing right now to everyone.
Yeah.
They are literally stealing your money through inflation and through all these other little taxes that they put on.
Yeah.
You know, and meanwhile, they can go turn on the money printer goes burr, make a load of money. They have their deals to the side because the deals are already done up in that neck of the woods in the elites and all the globalists. And then they get their money in their fair share. Meanwhile, the majority of people are just getting absolutely crushed.
And that's why it's so fucking important to self-educate yourself when it comes to money. Because people just think of money and paper and that's it and they haven't got it. And that's it. And that's where they stop. The book stops there.
Yeah.
Like I have it all the time. And the reason why I showed you that is if you want to be, in my eyes, a serious property entrepreneur, a property investor, you have to be disciplined.
Have to.
Do you know how many times I needed that money?
Discipline.
We don't have it.
Yeah.
Like, we had to do it. And I needed that, cash that thing in.
Yeah.
I was like, I need this money. And I can cash that in within 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Right? But it was gone. And I was like, that's discipline.
Yeah.
We're not going to fuck around here. We're going to have problems in life. And this is here and it's gone.
Yeah.
So don't just run out tomorrow and buy it and think you're going to sell it next week. That's not the gig we're talking about.
No.
It's buy it, look at it, educate yourself on it, and figure out that the stuff that you have in your purse isn't worth the shit.
And that's the thing as well. Most people are programmed. See, I know you've had Owen Fitzpatrick on as well.
Superman,
like, I'm a mass practitioner at NLP as well. And like, people are, it's so interesting. And it was a topic that I was thinking about when I was driving over here about like personalities and tenants and stuff like that. But people, when they get more money, it just makes them more of who they are.
Yeah.
You know, and if you're a bad person and you're a greedy person, and you get more money, it's just going to amplify who you are. If you're a good person, you give out, you know, I give to charities every single month as well. My budget has charity and we give to money, like, or we give to money to the charities. But like, people don't understand the difference between the money and the currency. And that's why they don't invest. And that's why at Cashflow Club Ireland, we teach them that. We educate them. Financial education is so important. And it's just touching on your point about if you had more money or when you have more money in your bank, maybe you're sitting on 10 grand, 20 grand, 30 grand. Do a platinum course.
Yeah.
You know, you're taking on people. So do a platinum course and then educate. Be around investors. Be around people that know what they're doing as well, you know, and then learn from them and then go take that knowledge and then apply it. People say, like,
as you say, align it with your own.
Exactly. Growth. Yeah. Yeah.
And another thing that I remember listening to this old Indian man. I'm always about old. Like, the older, the better.
You learn a lot from them.
Yeah. But I remember this thing. I'm YouTube crazy.
Yeah.
You won't find me on Netflix. You won't find me floating around. You'll find me on a YouTube documentary. I'm YouTube every minute. How do you do this? How do you do that? But I remember this. And we were nobody wants to ever hear when you're struggling. Yeah, we were fucking struggling. And I remember when, say, we bought, smaller bars than that.
Nice.
And I was like, this thing attracts wealth. Oh, and I typed in 100%. Gold attracting it. But the Indian people like live by this. That's why a lot of Indian people have gold on
gold, yeah.
Because they know it's an attractor of wealth. Yeah. And I don't know how true that is. Leads me to my next question. What is the gig with your man Kiyosaki? Like, you got to meet him, you got all the...
Yeah, you know, and just touching on the law of attraction point there as well. You know, look what we're surrounded by, right? We're in a thriving business. You were talking about how much, you know, property under management you have.
Yeah.
You know, we've got silver here. We've got gold here. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, that attracts people. That attracts abundance. That attracts, you know, knowledge. That attracts... getting like it like, if you want proof, there you go.
Yeah.
You know, but anyway, Robert Kiyosaki. Yeah. So, I mean, I don't know.
Sorry, before I know, so we're going to get into that now in a second. And it's mad because
we'll have mindset. To do a part two, Paul.
I know, this is it. I knew this thing would be a good one because we're talking about money. And again, people will be interested in this, but they'll think it's going to happen instantly. I should say it's taking 6 years.
Six years
and not now, touching something.
Some people say, oh, lump it into a you know, one of these cryptocurrency coins and then shoot to the moon and then make money that way, and that's okay if you want to do that.
Yeah, but your mate done that, and your girl done that, and she lost it all.
Yeah, I mean, like that happens, you know.
And I'm not saying don't. The only thing I'm saying is you can't replace the amount of time that I'd put into researching gold.
Yeah.
If you're gonna level up and put that amount of research in, so everyone else is watching TV, I'm trying to learn these different. That's just me educating myself on it. And then I pulled the trigger and bought it, and it worked.
Yeah.
But if you're doing the same for Bitcoin, you're doing the same for, knock yourself out.
Exactly.
Do as much as you want.
Yeah.
Don't just head down the bank.
I
was in the queue one day with another electrician. I was lodging money in Permanent TSB Bank around, my memory now is bad. But Biggie Coin was all be the talk.
Oh, okay.
Everyone was talking about it.
Yeah.
And there was an electrician in front of me, and I was behind him. And I said, how's it going, Keith? And he said, oh, not bad. I said, you're dropping a few bob in there now. And he goes, no, I'm here to take out a loan. I'm taking it out in cash. And I was like, okay, you're going on a holiday. Are you mad? Have you not seen Bitcoin?
Yeah.
He borrowed 25 grand. Now he's probably doing well out of it.
Yeah.
I was like, how long are you studying that stuff? And he was like, no, my mate just told me about it.
Yeah.
And everyone's winning on it. Have you not done any of it? And I was like, holy shit, this thing has gone crazy. This lad hasn't educated himself once.
Yeah. And you know what? There's a lot of good courses out there. There's people that, you know, we'll talk about it and do courses on it as well. So get in with them, like, if you want to educate yourself. But at the same time, like, you know, I heard this from an Ernst and Young entrepreneur finalist, and he said that if his barber is telling him about that sort of stuff, then it's either time to get out or time to stay away. And that's not to say that, like, you know, don't do it. Like, if numbers are your thing and you want to see graphs and day trading and that sort of stuff is your thing, then do it. There's money to be made. But at the same time, if you don't know anything and you're going off the advice off a friend, that friend, here's another thing, Paul, you're going to love this. If you take advice off someone, you subconsciously buy into their lifestyle.
Yeah, well, that's what's happening.
And what I mean by that is that if John and Mary down the road are telling you not to invest in property because one time they did a deal in Bulgaria and they lost 50 grand, you know, that's because, you know, they didn't educate themselves.
Yeah.
And they said, you know what, I'm going to do a deal in Bulgaria. Don't know anything about Bulgaria. Don't know anything about culture. Don't know anything about anything about that. Just see, oh, put in 50 grand, you'll make 2 billion or something. do you know what I mean? They'll just see, oh my God. And again, programmed to think like that. You know, it comes down to psychology. It comes down to, you know, the one marshmallow now or two later. I'm lucky that I'm married to a woman that wants the two marshmallows later, always. I'm the one that wants the one marshmallow now, but the discipline to have the two later. And we do have the two later, and it's great. And it tastes even better than just having one now and being greedy, like, you know. But anyway,
going back to this law of attraction. And when you say law of attraction, I've never read any of them books.
Get into it, man.
Because whether you like McGregor or not, I think that what he's done is phenomenal.
Yeah.
Like
D12 is another good area to invest in.
Yeah, three units down there now.
See, there you go. Yeah. See, great minds think alike.
Yeah.
You know, and you know what's funny? I was there thinking, like, you know, like, because I was coming out this neck of the woods and all, and I was like, oh yeah, you know, and I've again, like, you know, going through all the deals, going through 100 deals and bring them down. I did that with Dublin. And yeah. I was like, which one's cash flow? And I've got a lovely area in D12. And I'm like, yeah, that's a good area. And that was pre kind of the rise of Connor,
yeah,
if that makes sense. And then, well, it was just on the rise of Connor as well. And then I look and I go, look what's happening now. He's pumping so much money back into the community.
Yeah.
Love him or hate him, he's doing what, you know, he wants to do. Fair play to him. He's pumping back into the community. And that comes out in the people. That comes out in their mindsets. That comes out in, you know, how they, you know, more jobs created in that area. Yeah. You know, so it's really, really interesting.
Like, that lad's taking some serious punches. That could have put him into a coma and killed him.
Yeah, right? Yeah,
them
absolutely.
NBA, them lads are not to be messed with.
Yeah,
like, that's an assassin that gets paid a lot of bucks for what he does.
Yeah.
But puts his life in a game. But I want to go back to, I watched... Last Saturday week, we were down just relaxing, which doesn't normally happen. And something came up about him, and it's an Instagram thing. And I thought, what the fuck is this about? But I went back through a little archive type thing, and he talks about this law of attraction. His sister made him read this book.
Yeah, yeah, The Secret. I'm rereading at the moment.
What is the crime? Like, obviously, I highly recommend you do go and watch that documentary that he done.
Yeah,
priceless.
Yeah, yeah.
And it works in property. It works in his gig. It'll work in your gig.
Yeah.
What's in that book?
Do you know what's really interesting about this? Is that I remember, I think it was on your webinar that I was on, or it was at the event that we ran here, that you were talking about you used to go around and put letters in the vacant homes to see if they would sell.
Yeah.
You know, that's taking action on also getting the law of attraction. You want the houses, but you have to put the action in. So I love kind of self-love. I love self-care. I love all that as well. I love going, getting my massage, spas, all that sort of stuff. I'm big into that because, you know, you have to fill up your cup to pour into others as well. And that's me as a financial education coach. I'm pouring into others as well.
Yeah.
And sometimes they come back with, like, you know, I don't have any money and all. And it can bring you down. So you have to be willing to pour into their cup. But when it comes to the law of attraction, and that's how I live my life as well. I literally live my life through the law of attraction. You know, only a couple of days ago, me and my friend were talking about, you know, protecting ourselves in Ireland and that sort of stuff because of all the, you know, fights and all the craziness that's happening on the streets of Dublin now. And it's like, right, she's a woman, and, you know, she got a piece of equipment that can, you know, help her be secure.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh my God, like, you know, can I get one as well?
Like,
I got two
zapper shit.
I've got two daughters. I won't say it though. I got two daughters here, like, you know, and I'm like, right, I need to, you know, protect them as well. Like, you know, so anyway, then she texted me today and she was like, yeah, I have another one there. Happy days. And I was like, lovely. Like, you know, because I don't want to ever use it, but at the same time, like, you know, just in case, like, you never know, like, you know, with all what's going on, you see just the justice system at the moment. It's just, we won't talk politics and all, like, they're all the same, left wing, right wing.
I mean, if you're out there sparking someone clean out.
Yeah.
And you walk out at, you know, I mean, I know where you're heading with that one.
Yeah,
it's for any woman that's walking the streets now must say to ourselves, do we really believe in these guys that, you know, put them away.
Yeah,
not put them away.
I mean, someone's... Yeah. It's crazy. No, it's crazy, you know? And you know, and this is, again, coming from me, a father of two girls, you know, they're going to be women now in 15, 18 years. That could be my daughter.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So you have a different mindset, especially when you have kids and especially when you have daughters as well. But anyway...
Things change.
The law of attraction, absolutely, 100%. The law of attraction, like, you know, this... I read The Secret a couple of years ago. And, you know, a couple of weeks ago...
Is this two different books now? Because I'm...
No,
The Secret. Because I had an issue with reading and writing, I do audio. So I'm going to actually download.
Yeah.
Tell me which one is the
Secret.
Okay.
The Secret. It's called The Secret. But in it...
Secret there. You weren't telling me about it there for a minute.
It's called The Secret. But in it, it talks about the law of attraction.
Okay.
And it's not just the law of attraction. People need to understand it's the law of vibration. You know, there's the law of vibration as well. And Bob Proctor speaks a lot about this as well.
Yeah.
In terms of the law of vibration, when you get yourself into a peak
flow,
things just start coming to you. You know, it's so funny. Like, at the moment, I'm not taking on any clients. Like, I'm prioritizing being around my kids than taking on clients. That's where I'm at in my life now. Like, financially, I can do that.
You have about 8 million in the bank.
I could sell one asset and buy a Ferrari. But sure, why would I do that? Like, you know, like, what would be the point in looking rich and having, you know, I couldn't even fill the tank up. Like, do you know what I mean? So, But anyway, and, you know, so with the law of attraction, like, it's very hard to see because it's intangible, but it is there, you know. So if you're kind of, you know, like if you're looking for the generic one of a car space, you know, beside the door when you go shopping or something, and you're just saying, oh, I'm going to see a car space there, I'm going to see a car space there. And then you do, that's the law of attraction, like, you know, and it's very personable.
Yeah,
that's the thing. It's like kind of believing in God and spirituality. It's very personal. Like,
so let's say I read this book. Now, yeah. We have to make sure that people don't go out, download this thing and just fucking think a house is going to appear, because I don't want to burst that bubble. But you have to go out and take the point. You, like, McGregor went out and took a beating,
yeah,
several nights of his life, yeah, battered around that ring.
Yeah.
And then it appeared.
Yeah, exactly.
But like, he done it. It's like with the, when you say I was handing out them letters.
Yeah.
I wanted this thing and I had zero.
Exactly.
And I was saying, exactly, there's no plan B. I'm, yeah, getting this for you.
Exactly.
And we got it. But again, I take some serious beat. I remember walking through pubs, people pissed themselves laughing.
Yeah.
Man, no, there. Look, yeah, no, now, yeah, we're renting houses out to their kids. And like, you're not laughing now, are you?
And those guys are still in the pub.
Exactly.
You, yeah, know what I mean?
But again, so that book, there's obviously, yeah, an implementation of.
Yeah, I mean, see, again, it's personal to you. So it's whatever you want to do. You go after your goals. You go after your dreams. You go after your ambitions. And the things just start coming to you, you know.
Okay.
The things literally just start coming to you. Do you know what's funny? I'll give you another example, right? I have two kids, right? And I'm, you know, myself and my wife are already thinking of our third. But then I'm like, right, we're going to need a 7-seater car. You know, and I'm like, right, I'm looking up a Land Rover Discovery. They have 7 seats. I want an automatic. So I'm already programming my mind to have something like that. Now, it doesn't have to be a Land Rover. It can be something else, like, you know, it can be a Citroen Picasso or whatever. I need practicality. I don't need fancy.
Yeah,
you know, I have a double buggy in there. Like, do you know what I mean? So I need practicality. But when I was thinking about this, one of my friends who I went to Bellator there last week with MMA event, he goes, Ian is his name. I'm actually going for a run with him. Shout out to Ian Ward, actually. I think he done the
Platinum. Ian Ward, yeah, I know.
Yeah. Actually, he's...
He's done some serious shit.
Yeah,
I'm on your to trigger something in my head because... Yeah. He's done like 176 5K runs, yeah, a day.
I'm going with him on Saturday. You should go with him.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. I actually will take him up.
Yeah, definitely.
He's a good guy, yeah.
Yeah, he's a lovely guy. And... he just then told me about there's a place on the Nace Road, 7seaters.ie. And I was there, oh my God, they're looking up on the website. So I attracted that. I attracted that fact that Ian knew about the 7-seaters, you know. I didn't know about it. I was like, I was going on and filtering, you know, MPVs or SUVs and all on CarZone or whatever. And then Ian just turns around and was like, yeah, there's a place there on the Nace Road. Like, you know, Brona's dad is from Walkinstown, D12, just up the road here. And like, I've driven past it so many times. I've never seen it. But now my mind is focused to it. And therefore, you know, well, I could purchase from it. I'm not sure. But like, if the right car comes up, like, you know, so that's the law of attraction. It's kind of just.
You recommend people to zone into it as well.
100%.
But it could cause, well McGregor caused the switch.
Yeah.
Definitely did.
Yeah.
Because he was, I think, if my mind serves me correctly, he was a plumber as well. Mm. Hated the thing.
Mm.
And then obviously his switch was.
Yeah,
obviously the switch with taking the punches and
yeah,
and doing what he did and it worked.
Yeah,
and he dedicated his whole life and nearly lost his mind to it.
Yeah.
So bring us back then, because you know I'm going to ask you this one. I'm not going to let you head to Arizona.
Yeah,
sit beside the man that created probably millions of millionaires.
Yeah,
it worked for me.
Sure. Yeah,
you know, worked in its hindsight, worked very, very well.
Yeah,
his teaching starts very, very basic, and I'm a true believer. 150,000,000% that you're going to go out and start building 25 apartments and you can't do a little tinky pissy deal.
Yeah.
You're an idiot.
Yeah.
You know, when people get 10x this and 10x that, nothing wrong with it.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
Knock yourself out.
Yeah.
But I mean, if you can't do one of anything, why would you try and 10x that thing?
Yeah.
I mean,
exactly.
It's not, you know,
that's a great point.
I'm going to tell you 500 units up into the air, great, but invest in my fund.
Yeah, exactly.
I think Kiyosaki has got the right, for me.
Yeah,
he's exactly the right information.
Yeah.
Enough to digest one single little boy to let.
Yeah.
You'll digest that, you'll learn your trade, and then it's up to you. Once you get a cash flow, if you've done it wrong, you'll fix it. I mean, his first deal, he cash flowed
$25.
$25.
Yeah.
But
That was a switch, yeah. Him and Kim,
yeah,
which are, I believe they're breaking up.
I was going to get to that. You like the hot sauce too quick. I mean, what was he like?
You know what? To me, on a personal level, like when we met him, like, you know, like, he's a really, really nice guy. He's a giving guy, but like, he just doesn't take any bullshit. And that's okay at 80 or late 70s. He doesn't want to hear your excuses. He doesn't want to hear your, you know, your shy talk, excuse my language. Because like, you know, he's had so many people saying, oh, it's easy for you, or you can't do this here in Ireland, or blah, blah, blah. And, you know, it's like, you can do any deal. Like, do you know what I mean? People will jump. Like, it's the same as if Richard Branson would ring you up.
One of our guys is with him for a week.
Like, and like on Necker Island? Or
on Necker Island. Oh, in putting into our WhatsApp group there.
Class.
I was like, am I seeing things wrong?
Yeah.
He's sitting in the ice bath with him playing tennis with him every morning, said he's somebody.
Yeah.
Then he came to meet me on site. So I'm up on the roof.
Nice.
He walks in the door. I was like, woo, down with everything. Let's have a little chat.
Yeah. Do you know what's really interesting about that as well? It's like when you become friendly with these people and you know, they're in your network, you're one person away from them.
Yeah.
That's how close, like, and people don't understand your network. They really don't understand your net worth is your network.
Yeah, I guard mine my life.
Yeah, exactly. You should.
You cross my WhatsApp group, you mess once.
Yeah.
I won't roll around here.
I'm the same with the Cashflow Club on Facebook as well. Like, you know, sometimes, do you know what's really weird? You want to talk about law of attraction and that kind of like spiritual side as well. But on a bank holiday and on a full moon, if on a bank holiday and if there's a bank holiday and a full moon in the Cashflow Club Ireland, you will find people will start like saying like negative stuff. Like they'll peer out of the woodwork and be like, this is shit. This is such a crap group and all. I'm like, all right, grand, do it yourself. Like, you know, I run that group for the last, like myself and my wife, well, me more for the last 8 years. And like, you know, it has a nice group of people in there. I'm always getting more people in and all. And, you know, Facebook, some people don't like Facebook. That's okay. You know, but I have Instagram as well with the Cashflow Club, but I like the group. I like the community side of things. And that's important as well. And I do guard it because, you know, it's a nice to have for the people of Ireland.
Yeah.
They need networks like that. They need the platinum properties. They need the Cashflow Clubs. They need that sort
of
stuff.
Important networks. If you're serious about your gig, they're important.
Yeah.
If you're serious about Bitcoin, get into someone's network.
Exactly.
Like if you're going heavily investing in buying and selling cars, get into that gig.
Get in 100%.
So
going
back to him then.
Yeah. So
what Kiyosaki is he like?
Yeah. I personally think that again, he's in his old age. He's getting a bit narky.
Yeah.
But at the same time, wouldn't you at the age of 70, you're hearing these people saying this, that, and the other, like, you know, and it's like same old. It's like, you know, but me personally, like, I think he's great, you know, but I never, and this is what I learned in NLP as well, like, I never hold people to, like, a pedestal, you know, we're all the same, like, you know, we're all, like, you know, except for my wife,
yeah.
You know, but, like, you know, like, it's, you can get, like, the kind of guru and stuff like that, but, like, yeah, okay, you know, when you do meet people in person and you know, I can't wait. This is again the law of attraction. I can't wait to meet Eric Thomas because he was the first person that actually, when I listened to YouTube, he actually blew my mind away. Like that was the switch.
Yeah, he's talking about the switch.
Yeah. And it's not for everyone. Like, but he was the first person. So when I meet him, I know that I'll probably end up crying just in a thankful gratitude way, because if it wasn't for him, I wouldn't be reading Rich Dad Poor Dad. I wouldn't be reading, like, that was a switch to put me on that trajectory.
The way you say that again, because going back to Mark Fennell, he originally started his career by helping like kids.
Nice.
And he was
nice.
Telling me about one kid that he said, look, what is your goals in life? And he said, well, my mom told me a goal and the goal is to make it till I'm 21. He was like, what? Wow. Say that again to me. And he was like, yeah, she just wants me to get my 24. And this is real life Dublin shit.
Yeah,
this isn't,
yeah.
He didn't come from money and he came from helping people and created his platform and created everything he has. But he was like, I cannot believe this. And one day, years later, this dude comes up to us. And Mark was like, well, what? Think beyond that. If you can get past 21, think of something else that's going to get you to, you know, a bit of success.
Yeah.
And he's like, well, because we come from the flats, I'd love to buy my mom a dog. You're not allowed to have a dog.
Wow.
When you started roaring and crying, this lad fucking found Mark at an event a good few years later. Comes running over to him and goes, how's it going? He was like, how are you getting on? He's, do you remember me?
Yeah.
You know? Do you remember about the help you dumped me at when I was really, really just wanted to live to my 21st birthday? Because all his brothers had died.
Wow.
His mom lost all the rest of the kids. And he was the last kid and he wanted to get... So Mark just helped him along the way. And he goes, and do you know what the better thing is? I bought her a house and I bought her a dog.
Class.
He's like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Mindset.
Yeah. It's so key. Like,
crucial up there. But that lets that roar and crying.
Yeah.
We're going to do the same.
Yeah, I know we will. So if I ever, well, when I get to see Les Brown, hopefully, you know, Les Brown's getting old as well. When I get to see Les Brown as well, like, you know, again, not to put people on a pedestal, but there's the switch, you know, someone might like give you that switch and it's like, then it just opens up.
Yeah.
The world opens up and your world is so different, so abundant, so full of gratitude, love, lots of money, lots of real money.
Yeah.
Lots of real currency or currency, fake money. Yeah. But yeah, no, it's, and I think like, you know, when you're starting off, it's not to be overwhelmed either. Like, cause you know, we might have a few, people, listeners that, you know, are first-time investors.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Because just start. Get in touch with Paul. Get in touch with, you know, myself. You know, get in touch with, like, if you're, I know we didn't even chat about the stock market, but if you're into the stocks and shares, then start, you know, YouTube and Warren Buffett. Although Warren Buffett, a lot of people think that he's a great stock market guy, but he's actually a great M&A guy, mergers and acquisition, because that's what he does. He buys businesses and then drives the stock up and whoop.
Yeah.
So like, you know, it's so interesting. But anyway, just get in touch with, get around people, you know, don't just sit there.
So Kiyosaki said, I know we're gonna wrap it up now on this one as well. And we will do a part two, definitely.
Nice.
I have something up my sleeve here for part two.
Class.
Yeah, so you said he's getting a little bit cranky in his old age and I know there was another training company in the UK actually asked him out straight and he said, yeah. And I was like, oh, Jesus. I listen to the Rich Dad Radio Show weekly.
Yeah.
I think it's very, very interesting.
So good, yeah. He has so Kim's always there. Yeah. So, I mean, they're smart business people as well. Like, they're not going to, you know, mess up what they have based on, just because
they had a little,
do you know what I mean? Yeah, you know, so they're smart people. But, you know, like, look, he's a fantastic guy. I think he's rather funny as well. Like, I think when he has people on and I just, you know, you could sit there and just be like, God, this guy's
amazing. Yeah, but he has that streak, like most entrepreneurs will.
He does.
Like, redden you.
Yeah,
and he does. I've seen him redden people on that show.
And do you know what's really interesting about that is, I think it's because he's been in the army. And he tells that, or not the army, the Marine Corps. I don't know the difference in America. You know, some Americans can educate me on that. But like, you know, he tells the story so many times. I know it like the back of my hand. 1972, he was behind enemy lines. Yeah. You know, he bought his first bit of gold. Spat. You know, but like, you know, it's really, really interesting when, you know, you see him in the flesh because you're like, oh, he's actually really tall. Actually really tall. He's like 6'1" or something like,
right.
You know. But, you know, I feel for him now because he's in his old age now. And I just, you know, he's like a bit like Dave Attenborough. Like, you don't want him to pass. Like, yeah. But like,
and especially like when your runway starts to run out.
Yeah.
You forget about the money now.
Yeah.
Now you're like,
exactly.
Jesus Christ, man. Now my runway is you know, I'm coming. Yeah. Your hands get sore. Your legs get sore.
He's lost an awful lot of weight as well, you know, fitness wise and health wise, because he's promoting a health product. You know, with one of his doctors there as well. It's a marketing company as well. So, I don't take her in. It's not a promo or anything. But you know, but yeah, I mean, like that's the thing. Like you know, when you start, you know, running out of runway, you do start thinking of your health. But anyway, we do start thinking of our health. We're doing it on a proactive basis at the moment. We actually have a health bank.
Yeah,
and what that is that each and every month we put away money where we either put money into massages.
Yeah.
Whole load of multivitamins.
You're all about looking after yourself.
You know, yeah, do it now. And it amplifies when you have kids because you want to live as long as you can. You know, that's why I haven't drank in 5 years. I gave up drinking. I don't smoke, you know. But like, and that's the thing. Like, you know, you want to live as long as you can. So you will, give up things. And then if you're still around the friends that are still on in a pub on a Friday and Saturday night, they're going to think you're weird because you're not socializing with them, but you want to be with your kids and you want to see them grow up. So there is that like pull, but it is what it is. You know, you got
to
look after
what you're doing to make it.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Well, look, you know, on that note, it's been a great, great podcast. Yeah. So let's just in summary here.
Yeah.
Get the switch ready. Get yourself a little bit of silver. Get yourself a little bit of gold. Still very, very cheap.
Yeah. Yeah.
Log into the Cashflow Club.
Yeah.
When's your next event?
July 20th. So we've an online event, July 20th. So I can put the link wherever this goes anyway. You can put it in. And
so you just click the link?
Yeah. Click the link, buy a ticket. Okay. And we'll be playing online.
What do I need to do on the day? Because it's going to be online now.
Nothing. It's on Zoom. Just have a Zoom account and we play it through the Rich Dad company as well. So you'll have to set up your account there with a straightforward name and our email address and password. Like, you know,
it's easy enough.
It's grand. Like, it's so easy. And then, we will shoot the breeze for about 2 hours. That's usually how long it takes. And then every one of the attendees gets a free money call. It's basically a strategy call, you know, see what way I can help. See if my courses are a fit for you. Yeah. They might not be, you know, and that's okay because someone else might have a course out there for them, you know.
And what's the story on like a one-to-one? Do you do that as well?
Yeah, so I do. My courses are 4, 6, 8, and 16-week courses as well. So the 4 week is the most popular because, you know, like people don't have a financial mentor. They don't have a financial coach.
Yeah.
But it's very similar to the fitness personal trainer. So I don't do the reps for you.
Yeah,
you know, like you do the reps, you do the work, you make sure you're counting your calories, i.e. you're counting your money, what's coming in, what's coming out. Like you're doing the work. It's just I help and facilitate and educate.
Yeah, and I can tell you here now, I know for a fact, you got a couple to sit down and say, how much you take in? I take in $4,000 a month. All right. Yeah. How much does she spend? Mm. What? I'm not writing
five
that
grand.
Down. Write everything down you do. How much do you spend?
Yeah.
Well, I'm not doing that. And then look at what runway is left there.
Yeah,
and there might be much. And it might be a case of going, right, well, you don't need half of that shit over there.
Yeah,
I'll tell you one last story before we wrap this up.
Yeah.
One girl I knew, one of Tara's friends,
right,
walked in. She had a $5,000. I reckon altogether it was just under $10,000 on her. Okay. Between a bag, 500 quid shoes, this, whatever that name of that dress was.
Yeah.
Look the business.
Yeah.
This girl has in a pot to piss in and a window to throw it out. And I was like you are empty.
Yeah.
You have a $5,000 bag in your hand.
Yeah.
And you have no money to put in that bag. Why are you wearing it all in the, like, why the fuck aren't you educating yourself to put that $5,000 or $10,000? She would have put that $5,000 or $10,000, even pony backed on someone on a property deal, which would have became her taking a risk or pumped it into a little bit of gold or silver and disciplined herself. She could wear, you know, it would educate her to say, I can buy them bags, I can buy all this type of thing. And the poor girl is trapped in a job and when she gets her wages, she spends the thing.
That's exactly.
Nobody will change her mind on it.
That's exactly what I did when I was uneducated. Every single month I would get paid when I was in my early 20s, when I was flying around the world, I was getting about $2,000-$3,000 a month. And I would literally spend 500 quid. I've said this before, I'd spend 500 quid on t-shirts, branded t-shirts that would make me look good.
Yeah.
I, again, wouldn't have a pot to piss in and a window to throw it out of.
Yeah.
You know? And then when I had the switch of like educating myself, I was like, do you know what? I'm going to put this 500 euro into a course. I'm going to put this 500 euro into assets. I'm going to put 500 euro into the gym. Something that gets me better. You know? So
gets the wheels fast and turner.
That's
Carl,
it.
It's been a fantastic
Thank
podcast.
You so much.
I know you Appreciate did say it. You had me load of questions for me today.
Yes,
ask about
part property, two.
But mate, if you want to hit me with one quick one, I'll try my best to.
Oh,
you said D12. Yeah, I think D12 is a fantastic area to invest.
What then do you foresee the next like 10-ish years in the property market? Like, you know, I kind of know what you're gonna say a little bit, maybe not, but like, you know, if you got $30,000 in the bank and you have your own, you're renting or you have your own house, like where would you put it? Where would you see a good place to put it?
You know, as an investment strategy.
As an investment, yeah.
Good question. Number one, I would never have 30 grand in the bank, ever. I have a start in banks. My little banks are little houses.
Yeah.
Again, a lot of my investments will piss the floor with a lot of other people's because I buy them hard.
Yeah.
Known for really, really pulling the deal together.
Yeah.
So you have to buy correct. Yeah. You have to buy right. You have to be able to put in the work to find the deals. You have to be able to put in the work to literally go hunting for the deals. So when a deal comes, you were talking about this earlier on, I don't need 1, 2, 3.
Yeah.
I know we're in. I can move quick because we've got the books behind us now.
Yeah.
So if you see types of deals like that and you're able to break them down, the cash flow club, and they make sense, and then you find an investment area and you start to break them deals down properly through an analyzer.
Yeah.
And you know you can put this thing together and you walk away with what I call a free house. So you walk away with a free house and it's cash flowing per month, heavily.
Yeah,
and you've got 70% equity out to debt, but your debt's always going down because I always say repay your loans.
Yeah.
And you've got 30% stored. You're a game changer. And that is the quickest lesson, but the really, really difficult thing to do because discipline is required at all levels there. Yeah. But if you can do that, you're not going to take that money. You're not going to make that type of money in my opinion.
Yeah.
I don't know any other gig that I could make that money in that I could master in. But I know with a quick flip of the house, I'll tell you about a D12 house.
Yeah.
You pay 240 grand for a D12 house.
Class.
I was just told the other day, I was offered 455 for it the other day with tenants sitting in it.
Jeez.
Do your numbers tonight yourself.
Yeah, exactly.
Class. I mean, that's hard to get out. Anyway,
nice.
Thanks a million for coming in.
Thank you.
Really, really appreciate it. Tell Bronan and said hello, we hope to see you back here sometime soon.
Yeah.
Upstairs with an event, full house again.
Absolutely.
Carl Davison, Ireland's Cash Flow Club. Thank you very much.
Cheers, folks.